It went a lot smoother than the first year. You know, the first year was like a trial run with the Raiders organization. And, you know, they did a great job of, you know, asking me little things I wanted different from last year to this year. And they did a great job of making those changes and making it a lot smoother and a lot smoother, a lot easier. You know, a lot of guys are tired because we got back at 5 something in the morning. So we got in and out smooth. So it was real good.
Tit,
excuse me.
Why do you, why is this important to you to do this every single year?
You know, when we were rookies, you know, Davin Joseph and Jeremy Trublow, we were all trying to find a way where we could impact the community with ourselves. So we thought, you know, as the offensive line, you play, you're only as good as the next person. So we thought about doing something as a group. And we started as rookies. You know, they were first and second round draft picks. Started as rookies then, and we continued the tradition. And we, you know, each year we try to raise it a little bit more and feed a little bit more families each year. And the good thing is they're still doing it in Tampa, and I'm glad I was able to bring it out here with the Raiders.
Has Thanksgiving always been a thing for you, even when you were a little kid?
I mean, yeah, you got to understand. I was a big kid growing up. So, you know, Thanksgiving was always a good meal for me. You know, I enjoyed Thanksgiving. You know, I talked to my son yesterday and asked him, you know, what he likes best about Thanksgiving. And his answer was like the same as mine. You know, all the family gets to come together and be together all at once and enjoy a good meal. You know, you don't really do that too often. So I really do enjoy Thanksgiving.
Seems like offensive lines, generally speaking, kind of come together like families. Like, why do you think that this group and those groups in general are so tight?
Because, you know, we're only as, like, we have to work together. We're only as good as next person is. And, you know, like I tell everybody, like me and KO, we're still getting better and better, you know, each day because we're working together. You know, Rod's getting better with Gabe on the other side. Gabe's getting his timing down better with Austin. But, like, we all have to work together. So during this event, you know, we all came together. Everybody donated some money and everybody took their time out to come out and do it. You know, the good thing was when I asked the guys about it, it was no hesitation. Everybody was like, oh, yeah, let's do it for sure. You know, guys like, man, I wish we were doing this before. So, you know, it's a good thing. I'm glad everybody was on board.
You came into this league as an undrafted guy and now have made 150 straight starts. What does that mean to you?
So, man, I'm blessed, man. I've been started at the bottom, worked my way up. Just blessed, man. I hope I hope people look at it as an example. You know, don't ever count yourself out. You know, I was one of them low free agents, you know, like a $5,000 signing bonus free agent, you know, and I worked my way up. So, you know, hopefully guys, you know, coming up, look at that and just take it as motivation. You know, if they see I did it, maybe they know they can do it too.
It must make you appreciate a guy like Jalen, who wasn't even a priority free agent. He was a guy that had to come here on a tryout, and now he's a big impact player.
Yeah, I love that, man. You know, you can ask Jalen too. I was in zero all during training camp, man. You know, I saw the little flashes he had, and you know, I told him early, you know, during training camp, you know, if you need any help or any questions, like, ask me. And I told all these guys, you know, even Darius, I was telling him, you know, during camp, that's where I came from. You know, I came from free agents. Don't just keep working. Make the most out of your opportunity. That's the biggest advice I give people. Make the most out of your opportunities when you get them.
How'd you like the 8-lineman package you guys had to go on? Is that first for you?
Yeah, that was the first. It was good. It was good. I wish John would have got his yeah. Score, you know, but, you know, it's a good thing. I'm glad I'm really happy that Bill Musgrave trusts in us and believes in us and athletes. But, you know, he makes sure we show him a little something in practice before he actually puts it in.
You guys been working on that one for a while?
No, not even that. Just joking around, like having DC throw his passes in between drills and stuff. And he watches that. You know, we always compete. Like, John thinks he has better hands than me, which is, he's wrong, you know? I have the best hands on the O-line, but he thinks he does, so we always compete. It's just all fun.
Now, on that fourth down play where Tay gets 6 when you've got to have it down in the fourth quarter, they go back to their bread and butter, go back left. Like, what does that say about your coaches? That, I mean, they've done this a lot, but to go right back to what they know needs to win the game there, that must have been a great feeling when they make that play call.
You know, I told you know, coach came up to me in the after the game and said, man, great job on you guys on the fourth. And I told him, no, thank you for believing in us. You know, thank you for calling it and believing in us. You know, you're thanking me. No, thank you. You know, you called and believed in us. And, you know, Tay did a great job, man, of making us right on that play. But, you know, we've been doing it this year, and we got to keep doing it because we got to keep doing it so we keep calling it. But hopefully we'll make it a little easier so we don't have to be in them fourth down spots. You know what I mean? So it won't be so intense.
You've been in your share of locker rooms up and down. To me, just the camaraderie, what you guys have, it just feels like winning locker rooms feel. Is that the way you're perceiving it?
Yeah, you know, like one of the things is we're having fun. You know, Coach Tice told us at halftime, he said, raise your hand if you're having fun right now. Nobody raised their hand. But we weren't. And then in the second half, we started having fun. Started playing ball, having fun. And when you win, it's fun. When the thing's going well, it's fun. But the thing is, the only reason we got here, because we put in the work. And we got to go out there and put in the work today, put in the work tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, because this Carolina team is very, very good. I'm not looking at their record. They're very good. I played in NC South, and they have a lot of guys that I played against. I played against all their top guys that they have, and I know what they bring. They're a big, tough, physical team. So we got to just keep working hard because the work we're putting in during the week is showing on Sundays, and well, this in this case, past Monday, you know. So we got to keep putting in that work so it keeps showing up on Sunday.
At this time last year, I mean, they were kind of like you guys, the talk of football. For them, they were undefeated, and Cam was on his way to an MVP, and obviously they've struggled a little bit this year. Does that kind of make you make sure that you appreciate how much this
helps? I mean, I hope it makes us look at, you know, like everybody's out to get us, and, you know, we can't slip up right now. We gotta make sure we're on point week in and week out, and you got to look at their conference. They're still in the thick of things in their conference, so they're coming in, and this is going to be a meaningful game for them just like it is for us, and we're going to have our work cut out for us because, like I said, they're a very good team. The record doesn't show it, but they're a very good team.
Oftentimes when a team is struggling running the ball, the pass protection falls off, but not with you. I mean, it was like, you know, 30 yards on 20 carries, and you still didn't let anybody get there.
So we got to do something, right? I mean, well, they'll get the ball running. I mean, they did a good job of, you know, stopping our run game. And, you know, the good thing is, you know, us being a good offense, you know, we're able to do other things. And we're able to open up with the pass game. And it was big for us, you know, it was very big for us. And, you know, Derek's been doing a great job of getting rid of that ball. And, you know, Coach Musgrave's been doing a good job of putting us in great positions, you know, as an offensive line, you know, where we don't have to sit there and hold and block for 8 to 9 seconds. You know, he's calling plays to get the ball in and out. He's making stuff, mixing stuff up. He's doing a great job of play calling.
To play a game in Tampa where you played almost an entire fifth quarter, and then you go in the altitude, and then you pretty much have the better bat late in the game too. What does it say about the way you guys prepared this year?
Hey, we got a great strength and conditioning staff. You know, Joe Gomes and. You know, D, they all do a good job of having us prepare. You know, we prepare great. You know, we started preparing for the Monday night game during the bye week, you know, so getting used to the altitude and all that stuff. And, you know, they did a good job. Like I said, Coach Del Rio has a great staff, and they did a great job of having us prepare, make sure we were eating right while we were out there and having everything good. They had a good plan for us, and it worked out.
Do you feel relatively normal right now, or are you a little behind where you would be because of the altitude and the Monday?
No, I'm good. I would say I'm a little – sleepy. I need to catch up on my sleep a little bit more, but I mean, I'm gonna go sleep a little bit earlier again today, like I did last night. But that's probably the biggest thing.
What did you see on film watching the O line from Monday? You happy with the performance, or what do you think jump out on as far as
us?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man, we got a lot of work ahead of us, man. We didn't do a good job of running the ball at all, man. We really did not do what we know we're capable of doing, and we're gonna address that this week, and we're gonna you know, work hard on getting that thing fixed, but. No matter what, no matter who we're playing, no matter what, we got to be able to run the ball. You know, good thing where we got saved with the pass, but we got to be able to run the ball no matter what. And we're going to get that fixed. Like I said, we got to make sure we stay consistent at the run game.